We close Psalm 10 today with comfort. It says this in verses 17 and 18. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear. What a promise that God not only hears you, but he strengthens you. He doesn't just watch from a distance, but he leans in. He listens closely, and he's not done. He acts on behalf of the fatherless, the crushed, the forgotten. He brings justice, not just in theory, but in action. That phrase, you will strengthen their heart. That's not emotional fluff. That's God putting steel in your spine. That is hope returning. That's breath in your lungs. This is God lifting the chin of the oppressed and saying, I've got you. And notice, this isn't a maybe. It's a you will. You will hear. You will strengthen. You will act. God is committed to the afflicted, and his promises never expire. So if your heart is weary today, take a deep breath. Help is coming. Hope is alive. Your King sees you. Your God hears you, and he will strengthen your heart. Here's some ways that you can continue to pray about this today. Lord, strengthen my heart when I feel worn down and forgotten. Thank you for hearing the cries that sometimes I don't even have the words for. And make me a voice and a refuge for the afflicted around me. Here are two different peoples to pray for. Brandon and Brittany Lingle and their family are missionaries in Thailand. And also pray for the people of Tanzania as they hear the JITA Life Word broadcast.